Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Real talk. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group,
this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care.
No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
I hear
and
a little voice.
There's a little Mac.
See a little
You
got to
say
person.
Hello.
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 Sit here. Come here.
Are we swimming today?
Yeah. Are you going swimming?
Yeah, I'm dingy.
He wants the bell.
There's a little Mac in a little swimsuit.
In a little Spider-Man swimsuit.
Ringing a little bell to kick off our episode.
I just swatted.
Hi, Mac.
All right. Why don't you go swimming, okay, bud?
Okay. I don't want sunscreen.
Okay. Oh, you don't want sunscreen. Do your kids do this?
What?
Where they go, they say something like, he just said, I don't want sunscreen, but I want sunscreen. Do they do that?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. So
it's like the opposite in the same
If you
sentence.
Take the pressure off, it's amazing. Like Ben was like, what did I say? I was like, hey, do you want this snack? And he was like, no. And I said, okay. And then he said, I want that.
Yeah, like that. Yes.
And I'm like, cool. Cool.
Right. All right, bud.
Great. Cool. Or I was like, hey, we're going to go to the pool. I don't want to. Okay. I want to.
Yes. Right. Like that. Quick.
Okay.
Back to back.
Just
like,
the pace is real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, today we went to the pool this morning. Putting sunscreen on kids. Oh,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. So Ellie, we like most all of her swimsuits that we have are long sleeves, which is great.
Right, right. Because then less
minimize
of, you know,
the skin
protection.
That needs screen.
And yours are like mine where they're very fair.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so today we go to the pool and the swimsuit that we had, we just weren't thinking, we were just grabbing. It was like a thin strap. Around. Mm-hmm. So a lot of
like
body,
just a standard swimsuit. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So a lot of body that we had to put screen on.
Yep.
Oh man. It was tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was tough. No. Yeah.
By the way, I'm Ashley. Did we do this?
I think so.
Matt came in. We said
and
our
I'm
names?
Colleen. Maybe. Okay. I can't recall.
What about what are you sipping?
Okay. I'm popping open right now a Crush. Which is a brand of sour beer, but it's a guava sour, which sounds really nice for
Have you
summer.
Had it yet?
Well, I can't even remember. I got a variety pack a while ago, and I'm certain it must have had guava in it, but we also had people over, so I don't know if I actually got
right.
one.
Right. Well, yeah, and sometimes when there's people over, you're just like drinking without paying attention to the flavor. You're just like, you know, you're vibing on, like you're high on the energy, so the drink is... kind of
secondary.
Yeah, secondary.
You can't
vibes.
Even taste it. Might as well be water. Yeah.
Right.
Are you How's sipping on anything? It's great.
I
it's
just
delicious.
Opened a, you know, my cannabis infused social tonic. Whatever.
Oh, nice.
2 milligrams THC, 4 milligrams CBD. I
haven't
had one
of
these in a while because it has, I think I talked to you guys about this.
Yeah.
Because I like a microdose situation, but this has 8 grams of sugar, so I don't love that. But it's, you know, there's grapefruit juice in it, orange. So this one's grapefruit rosemary. So, you know, with my candida, I have been laying off the sugar. But I'm getting a little – is brazen the right term?
Well, for what?
Where I'm just like loosey-goosey.
starting to push the boundaries of this
because
it's been going a while. It's been going on for a while at this point.
Yeah,
this is not sustainable. This
right.
Candida killer diet is not sustainable.
Yes. Yep. As you guys are listening to this, I'll be in week 5. So I have 4 weeks under my belt. We're recording on a Saturday. So today is almost, it's like day 30 or something, 29, of following this kind of anti-candida diet. But I also had to have antibiotics because of strep throat. So and that is terrible for candida. So I don't know. And I had first carb, like grainy kind of carbs.
Yeah.
Because my case was so severe, I wasn't supposed to have like rice, bread, nothing, no potatoes, no quinoa. I did have a little bit of quinoa in the first couple of days because I was just overwhelmed.
Yeah, it was a lot. And you probably were very hungry because you weren't in a new habit of nourishment yet.
And that's when John was gone with his dad and I was just like overwhelmed. So, anyway, I had a Kodiak, gluten-free Kodiak pancake this morning.
Yeah.
And it did make me really tired after. And I also had like half a tablespoon of maple syrup, which is the first like sugar thing that I've had, but it made me very tired within about 20 minutes. And now I have a bloated stomach. So I feel like we're not quite ready for it. And yet here I am going to pour another 8 grams of sugar on top of the candida, you know?
Yeah. Whatever. You know, everybody's different. But when I was doing the blood sugar testing, my body was way more sensitive to sugar in the first part of the day.
Oh, really?
Yes. I could handle carbs and sugar much, much better the second part of the day.
What is the science with that?
I'm not sure, but I still cannot. I can't have like a cinnamon roll in the morning.
Which is actually great for you.
That's great for me.
Because they say like how you start the day sets the tone for your blood sugar for the rest of the day. So, and I think in America, we're so used to like kind of a high, like oatmeal, which turns just to glucose or, a latte and a muffin or a banana, right? It's like a lot of just straight sugar in the morning.
Yeah.
And then it fucks up your blood sugar for the rest of the day. So it's actually good for you.
I do very protein heavy breakfast and then, lunch is pretty normal. I'll have like maybe a carb with whatever I'm having.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to have sugar, I'm going to do it after dinner and my body handles it pretty well.
I wonder if I should get a continuous glucose monitor too, just for data insight, for like 2 weeks or whatever, for data to see what's going on.
It was fascinating. Mm-hmm. It was just fascinating. Something else that's fascinating. We have hangover topics.
Yeah.
We have hangover topics, but a very important topic.
Okay. Great.
Ranted about peanut butter. Stirring it with oil and how just awful that is. Uh-huh. And several people.
Oh, really?
Wrote in, every single person has the same subject line, peanut butter hack.
Oh.
So I'm going to cruise through these.
For you guys.
I know. Listeners here to save the day. Uh-huh. So I'm going to cruise through these. I haven't even opened them yet. So there's a little bit of a mailbag here. Mm-hmm. But let's see how many are the same, right?
Oh,
or if there's if there's multiple hacks.
Yeah.
So this is from Lindsay. Hey, replying to the oil at the top of the PB jar situation, put the entire container in hot water. I've never heard this before.
Okay.
And let it sit for Ashley.
Never heard.
Ashley. Okay. Whoa.
Wow.
Blow my mind.
Holy smokes. Slow down. You gotta take it in.
Slow down.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. Because it's like, I assumed that all these people would be saying turn the thing upside down, or they have like the thing on Amazon you can put in and it like has a crank. But this hot water
This is new.
Whoa.
This is new. Yeah, we're blowing Breaking minds up. Early in the episode.
Yeah.
Put the entire container in hot water and let it sit for 10 to 15 minutes. It'll stir up nicely. Okay, because you're getting the peanut butter warm. So it's probably not as laborious right? As trying to churn up hard peanut butter.
Okay.
She said,
you know what I could do? I could just put it outside.
Arizona. For 30
seconds. It's 112
seconds.
Degrees out today. It's going to be 116 for the next week.
Oh my
God. So like anyone, guys, ship your peanut butter to me.
Yes.
It'll be easy.
Ash will stir it up and ship it back to you.
I'll handle it. Yeah.
Lindsay said it might take a little longer for Costco peanut butter since the jar is so big. Fair. So maybe 20 minutes. This hack also works for cans of coconut milk. Yeah. Cause you know, coconut milk,
the cream,
it hardens,
solidifies. Yeah.
At the top. And then you have like the coconut oil, like at the bottom,
right. Yeah.
You know, the water basically, not oil. Okay, another hack. St. Lindsay, you are here. Whoa. You're showing up. Artichoke can with the tight lid. Remember how I was talking about that? Or if you, it's so tight and then it like all of a sudden bursts open. You have artichoke oil everywhere. Mm-hmm. Should either smack it a few times with the handle end of a butter knife.
Okay.
Yep. Or run hot water over the lid for a few minutes to loosen it up. Hot water for the win. Yeah.
Hot water. Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah.
It solves all the things. I was going to say, I wonder if we could just dunk in hot water and see if that takes care of the situation.
See what happens.
So, I remember my mom smashing jars with the butter knife, like around the lid to loosen it when I was little.
I kind of whack it
on the counter gently. Metal part, I like tap, yes. You know, I kind of tap it and it must sort of break the seal a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Maggie.
Hi, Mags.
All right. Here's a hack that will change your life. Ooh. You just need a hand mixer and you're only going to put one of the beaters in. Okay. Next, you're going to very carefully and slowly turn it on. That's my problem.
No.
That's my problem.
No. Okay. Do you remember? I feel like I posted this gone wrong on my Instagram. Do you remember this? I think it was on TikTok, and someone said, I have a hack for you. And she did the beater trick, and it went crazy. Do you remember
everywhere.
It splashed all over her camera? I'm going to see if I can find this video and send it to you.
We need to put it on our stories. Butter. Dude, mixer. I am the worst at this. My hand mixer does not know gentle. It does not know slow.
And I also don't know gentle.
And the one, even the one setting, I swear to God, it never lands there.
Yeah.
It just won't, even if you try.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sending this to you right now, Colleen. Share, copy link. Yep. And here we go. I want you to watch this.
Well, that kind of like is a really crappy type, the kind of peanut butter that doesn't have all the additives. So the oil is separated. And when you open it, you have to mix it. Well, that kind of like is a really crappy task and it drives me nuts. So here's what I do. Put only one beater in, a hand beater, stick it in. And you're going to want to really hold on to that jar because it's going to want to take it out of your hands. And watch.
Oh, God.
That.
Her camera is completely covered.
Doused.
Completely covered.
Doused.
Okay, we'll put this on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Uh-huh. So, Maggie
says it's a bit of an art and you should probably proceed with caution, but once you get the hang of it, game changer. She said happy to supply with a video tutorial. Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
That would be great.
We're going to need that. I do not trust myself.
No, I don't trust myself ever.
Yeah. Okay. I knew this one was going to come. An immersion blender.
Okay. That's it?
That's it.
That's the hack? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one's from Carrie. Now, this is interesting.
The problem with an immersion blender, I feel like, is these jars are packed to the brim.
Right.
And the immersion blender is not small, so it's going to overflow. How do you get it in without, if you know, that I'd also need video evidence of this. I need video proof because unless your jar is half full, I don't see how the immersion blender, you know, just by physics, it's going to displace some of the matter inside of the container, which we don't want.
Okay. So then this is an so this is from Carrie. She said, use the mixer solution detailed here. It's super fast, and your whole container is usable. So what's the solution detailed here? I just sent it to you to figure this out. The best way to mix natural peanut butter, this is the easiest method. But then what?
So
but
then what?
I have to I'm clicking on this
still
link.
Loading.
Confirm. Pinterest is funny. They don't
Pinterest loading? Is Pinterest slow or is it my internet? Okay, finally, it's coming up here. Here we go. This but, is the easiest method, so she says.
But all right, what how do I figure it out?
Okay, yeah, I really don't
Pinterest
like
is kind of silly.
To scroll the whole just give me do I really have to read your life story? Don't I don't need the history of peanut butter, you know? Wait, it's the same thing, a hand mixer. Insert one beater into a hand mixer, open the peanut butter without turning it on, insert the beater into the peanut butter, press the beater all the way down to the bottom, carefully start on the so it's the same thing.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Last one.
We need visual proof.
We need visual. We need yeah. And we want everyone to try it and see how many of you get peanut butter oil everywhere.
Yeah.
Kiana wrote, when you first get your peanut butter, store it upside down for a day before you use it and the oil will sink to the bottom. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to combine that hack with the hot water hack. I'm going to put my peanut butter upside down. I'm going to store it that way in the pantry. Then I'm going to get hot water bowl and let it sit in there for 10 minutes.
Right.
And then I'm going to be, it's going to be a hot knife
and
through
butter. And then get the beaters out.
You think?
No, I mean, I'm not going to, I don't trust myself.
I'm just going to give it a little whip.
Yeah. Did you see on Patreon? I think it was on Patreon. Someone commented and said, always store your, like once you stir it, always store it upside down. So I've been doing that lately. So I keep it upside down. Because sometimes you stir it, but then depending how long you go in between, like if it's like a week or something, then you got to stir it again. So she said, even after you stir it, store it upside down. So I've been doing
always upside down.
Always upside down. So she says.
All right.
I like it.
Okay. Me too. Do you remember one of your rants, just continuing on with the mailbag here, do you remember one of your rants was a smelly car?
Yeah.
A smelly AC?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right. We've Thank got God someone we to the rescue on that.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Okay. So this is from Nancy. The bad smell in a car is often bacteria growing in the AC line, especially if you use the recycle air button. Nobody tells you, but before you turn your car off, you're supposed to turn the AC off and run fresh air through the lines. Cleaning the AC line is super easy and helps a ton. They make special cleaners, but I just use Lysol or other disinfectant. Turn your car on, open the windows, turn the recycle air button off, turn AC fan on high, spray Lysol outside in the intake vent. At the base of the windshield wiper. So it'll like suck it in, right? Mm. Continue to do that until the smell goes away. Takes about 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how much bacteria is built up in the lines. Turn AC off and run fan before turning car off. There's lots of videos online. This was the most condensed one I found. She shared a YouTube video. So you could YouTube cleaning AC line probably and find it.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay.
I did
not
know that.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of work. I just got a new car instead. You know?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like I don't want to do laundry, so I'm buying new underwear. It's like that kind of thing.
Hey, you know? It's been a minute, but I am bringing a What You Need to Know today.
I love that for us.
Yes, it has been a hot second. So and this is also sort of a check-in. I feel like a TV show where it's like you're checking in with someone 6 months later on something and you're seeing how are they doing on something. So I had my closet done. Remember this?
Yes.
I had a professional organizer named Michelle. She runs a company called The Organized House. And I reached out to her because I'm like, I've never learned how to keep a closet up. I don't have systems in place. My closet's a disaster. I like, even if I were to purge everything, I don't know how to set it up in a way that's going to be sustainable. So I felt like that was a good investment to get professional help to like figure it out.
Yeah.
So she came in, she helped me like purge and declutter and prioritize and reconfigure and get systems in place. And by God, it's probably been a year.
Yeah.
maybe.
I feel like, yeah.
It's still pretty damn good in there.
I feel like you were still pregnant with Ellie, weren't you? Or was she? Yes. I feel like, yeah, so I think a year. Probably over a year.
Uh-huh. I still love my closet so much.
Oh, wow.
The systems are still working. It's still pretty darn, like she had it at 100%. I'd say it's probably 90%.
Wow.
And it's That's really great because of the systems that she put in place. And I would have never known like how to do things. So her and I keep in touch still, just every once in a while. I follow her on Instagram. Her Instagram is the organized house at the organized house.
Yeah.
And she has awesome content. Like really good content. Oh. So she'll share like some tips and some of her organization methods and some of her favorite products. And so she's a great follow. And I usually buy the majority of things that she recommends. Huh. But what I appreciate is like she doesn't just recommend products. She shows you how she uses them, which is like really the majority of things. Because you can buy a bin or you can buy a whatever, but she talks through like how to actually use it, which I think is great. So
on
anyway,
her stories.
Yeah, she does. Okay. She has great stories, and then she'll do like really good hard posts and stuff too.
Yeah.
So I reached out to her and I said, "Hey, any chance you would want to put together some content for our listeners, right?" So, and what we landed on, like what we thought would be good, was her favorite organizing products. So I have. For what you need to know, the five must-haves from a professional organizer. And again, this is Michelle, the owner of the organized house based in Portland. Her whole thing is functional spaces for people with busy lifestyles. Her Instagram is at the organized house. So the .co. So the first product that she recommended, and she kind of did a preface to these, is like decluttering, hands down, surefire way to get organized. Purge your shit. She didn't say that. I'm paraphrasing what she wrote, but like do that first, right? Like purge your shit and then organize what you have left. Like the things you love, the things you use. Like, is it pretty? Does it make you happy? And is it functional? Yeah.
I need to do that. I was just looking around. Like in my bathroom, I have stuff that I've probably had for a year that I'm like, oh, I'll use that one day when I run out. Or like even my desk, I tried to organize it this morning and I'm like, I think I want to get rid of some of the decor. Like it's just clutter. And then I have like 100 books that I keep buying books and putting them here and think I'll get to them. Some of them I have for 2 years that I had. It's like, I got to purge. I want less.
Simplify.
Yes.
And then you can find the things you really love, right? Like I'm really struggling right now with how many just like kids' toys we have that are just busted. It's like random balls or random things, like just little things.
Pieces to different
pieces.
Things. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
All over the house. Anyway, so the first must have product. I saw this on her Instagram and I bought this and I want to buy more. This is something you can buy on Amazon. It's the TIBLUE to Blue Lazy Susan.
Okay.
Okay. So I have this in my pantry and I use it, and she recommends this. I use it for like I have all my salts on one. Mm-hmm. So I can just like spin around. Do I need kosher salt? Do I need this salt? Do I need sea salt? Right. I have one for my oils and vinegars. Just spin it around. There it is. I have it for my like go-to condiments, just right in the pantry. But I love these other ideas for her. She said, use it for things like the linen closet or under the bathroom sink that often get tucked away in the way back and forgotten about. So like maybe for stain removers or, you know, things like that. You can also use a Lazy Susan for storing art supplies like paints and slime ingredients. So great ideas there. This Lazy Susan, she said, is one of the best on the market because it's durable. You can load it up and it will still spin around. Another great feature is the height of the sides. Smaller items will not topple over as you turn it. I don't think about those kind of things.
Right. No.
Right. But she knows her stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Second fave the Space Aid bamboo drawer dividers from Amazon. And by the way, we're going to do like a roundup of these with links so that y'all have this list. So just keep posted on our Instagram at You Can Sip With Us. Okay, so she said, these bamboo drawer dividers from Space Aid are an organizing staple. The dividers are great for creating containment and boundaries in your drawers so everything has a proper home base and nothing is free floating around. Use them in the kitchen for organizing kitchen towels, pot holders. Yeah. I don't think about that. My kitchen towels and pot holders are crammed in.
Yeah, they're just shoved in. Mine
too. Utensils. Spices. My spice drawer, hot mess express right now. And I need to actually reach out to her and ask if she can come do my kitchen because I've seen her go into people's houses and do like not – my pantry's okay now, but like kitchen. Because I don't know how to organize my Tupperware drawer. Yikes.
Yeah.
She said you can also use them in the bathroom for separating things like brushes, curling irons, hair accessories, or cosmetics. They work great. They also work perfectly in dressers for creating different sections for your clothing items like socks, undergarments, pajamas, or workout clothing. That's what she did in my dresser drawers. So like I have a section for like my workout shorts.
Yeah.
I have a section for like my jogger pants. I like everything has a home and a section and it just keeps it nice and tidy. I really need to do these for Ellie's drawers. All the little pants and the little onesies, they just get like thrown in there and it's crazy.
A heap of, yeah.
A heap of mess.
You're given organization hacks, but here's your guys' free beauty and lifestyle hack for this episode. FabFitFun is the best way to save money on beauty and lifestyle products from brands that you love, or you can discover new brands and treat yourself to something nice without overpaying. I have, oh my gosh, when did I probably have, like ordered FabFitFun for 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's insane that they were like, hey, do you want a partner on the podcast? Because it's like a no-brainer.
No-brainer.
I am obsessed.
Easiest but if you guys aren't, ever.
Right. If you're not familiar, as a FabFitFun member, you'll get exclusive access to shop thousands of curated products from top lifestyle products and brands like Fenty, Kate Spade, Glossier, and more for up to 70% off. And they're not sample sizes. They're not low quality products. And they're not like the discontinued or discount, you know, items. It is high quality, full size products. I love them. What's their secret? With over 1 million members, FabFitFun helps brand growth by placing massive orders with big promotions. In exchange, the brands offer up early access, exclusive drops, and steep discounts on the most sought after products. So it's name brand full size products of your favorites, new brands that I've discovered. And they actually, I've gotten some organization and kitchen things from them. And then there's also, you know, brands and products that you've always wanted to try at discounted prices. So you can go on there and shop. So they do send boxes, but you can also shop. Like they have these curated boxes, but you can shop and add things to it. You also get to kind of select what items you want between a variety. And I kind of went down the beauty route for this. So I got this like oil blush. I got a heat protectant from Verb. I got this, I think it's Alice and Olivia, this really cute black and white striped duffel bag. You know, I'm just one of the over 1 million happy customers. So I'm one of the over 1 million happy customers. Colleen's one of them.
Yeah.
And you guys should be too.
Yeah. I've also used them for years. My earrings that I'm wearing today, you can't see them because my headphones, but they're cute little silver hoops. I can't have anything too long because Ellie will tear them out, but they're perfect size. And I'm obsessed. There's nothing I love more than seeing when my FabFitFun arrives at the house.
It was happy mail.
Oh my gosh, pure joy. And I trust like people who are sort like whatever is in that box, I know I'm going to love.
Yeah.
So sign up for FabFitFun. Sign up at FabFitFun for your FabFitFun at FabFitFun.com/sipwithus. Customize your box and get access to discounts up to 70% off on brands like Fenty, Free People, and Our Place, to name a few. Not in love? With this season's options, take the credit to shop their exclusive flash sales of up to 70% and save on the biggest name brands out there. If you join FabFitFun as a new seasonal member right now, you'll also get 20% off your membership. So your first box is only $47.99 for up to a $300 value each season, right? In each box each season. But only while supplies last. FabFitFun boxes sell out. Join FabFitFun today and save at FabFitFun.com/sipwithus. FabFitFun.com/sipwithus. All right. So rounding out the organization must-haves, the next recommendation is an over-the-door rack from the Container Store. So one of the things that Michelle talks a lot about on her Instagram is a lot of people don't use the vertical space in their house. So like what I've seen her do, like garages and like putting things like use the walls, like, right? Go vertical, not always horizontal. That really helps. She wrote, to increase your storage capacity, you can always take advantage of your vertical space by incorporating the over-the-door rack from the Container Store. The over-the-door rack is great for linen, pantry, bathroom, laundry room, entryway doors. She says what makes this so great is that it's not only super durable, but also highly customizable. Mm-hmm. You can incorporate baskets, shoe racks, wrapping paper holders, pegboards with bins, containers, and hooks. Right? So you can like change it up as you need.
Yeah.
Okay. Last couple here, plastic bins with handles from the Container Store. There's also ones made from IKEA called the VARIERA. Okay. So bins, right? Like something everybody probably has, but what do you use them for?
Yes.
Bins are great for under the sink cleaning supply storage, organizing smaller items in a garage, like extension cords, bungees, or in a playroom for Hot Wheels, Magnetiles, art supplies, Barbie accessories, right? But these Container Store ones are super durable. She's had them for over 10 years. So long-term organizing success. Yeah. All right. Another recommendation. These are on Amazon. CY acrylic shelf dividers. So like drawer dividers, shelf dividers are perfect for creating boundaries, but vertically. Okay. So think like towels, sheets, blankets, things that you're stacking. So going the other way instead of like in a drawer, right? Mm-hmm. So jeans, sweaters, sweatshirts, nothing spills over. You can also use them in pantries if you're not a lover of bins. So you can create clearly defined areas for each type of food, like snacks, baking supplies, lunch boxes, cookbooks, etc. Okay. Yeah. Last one, H-Y-A-C-I-N-T-H, Hyacinth.
Hyacinth.
Mm-hmm. Baskets from the Container Store. So take note, not all bins are the same. She loves these baskets because they're woven over a metal frame, which means they keep their shape regardless of what you put in them, like heavier items like toys. The sides and bottom are 90 degree angles, so there's never wasted space, and items will stack nice and neat. Use these in closet, pantry, or open shelving will add warmth and texture, leveling up the aesthetic.
Yeah.
Of any room. She didn't write this because it's not an organizing must have, but I will just share one other thing that I absolutely, it's like one of her things that I love is she says like display what you love.
Okay.
And when she was doing my closet, I was like, one of the things I really love is the You Can Sip With Us merch. I truly love it. Like it represents this podcast. It's all fun stuff.
Well, we design it, so of course we're going to like it. Yeah.
Yeah. So she made, like, when you very first walk into my closet, one of the sections is basically, like, just displaying our merch. Like, it's, like, folded in a different way. It's super cute. And so she also, like, in her – she'll show some things in her house. And one of the things that she has, like, framed, displayed, very prominent is, like, art from her kids. And so it can be something like really simple. So I actually totally copied her. I'm reaching behind in my office and I'm grabbing. So this was Ben brought this home and it was, you know, kids transition in their coloring from just sort of scribbling all over and like it's big doodle. This was one of the first times I'd ever seen him like try and draw in the shape.
In the lines. Uh-huh.
In the lines. And he like clearly was intentional about like the colors. And I just had never actually seen him like focus on art like this before. And I loved it so much. So I framed it in like a gold metal frame.
Yeah.
But you can kind of see. Anyway, I just think it like also looks cool. The colors are a lot more vibrant than you can see. But I just love that philosophy of just like really putting on display things that make your heart feel
things
really happy.
Bring joy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I feel like this is one of those things that you don't know. We talked about this when you first shared, I think, your closet, that you don't know how heavy it is walking into those spaces until they're clean and organized. And then you're like, I feel so different walking into this now than I did before. But it definitely inspires me to purge and really like, I should go through my closet because half the stuff are not bringing me joy anymore. Mm-hmm. And I have so many options, but it's like, I still don't want to wear a lot of it because they're not joyful. Yeah. I want to really get like more into that capsule kind of thing too.
Yeah.
You know, just intentional living.
And things that are versatile and will go with each other. Mm-hmm. I think she mentioned this on some of her content too, but it was like having a donation box, like very easy to get to in spaces where like kids' clothes that they grow out of, like just being able to put it in a home of like, this is going to be donated. I need that in my closet because a lot of times I'm just skipping past things and not choosing that thing or – I don't know, just kind of like there's items in my closet that I just straight up don't wear. And like having a donation bin close by where it's like, okay, this needs to go to someone who's really going to love it.
Yeah.
And give this thing, give this piece a new life with a new home that it's going to like rock the town.
That reminds me, I have a box in my closet right now that needs to go to Goodwill or go somewhere to donate. And but it just usually sits there for a long time.
Yeah.
So if any of you guys know, is there, I'm sure I could Google this, but a service that will come by and, because a lot of times I want to donate, people will be like, oh, donate to a school or donate to a women's shelter. But a lot of schools and women's shelters that I called like probably three women's shelters. And then I don't know if I actually looked into the schools. I think I went online. But anyway, they're like, you have to jump through all of these hoops. And I'm like, I'm just not going to do that. So is there someone that like would come by and pick it up? Or how do you guys find a place to donate to? Because I really don't love the idea of I'm giving you this stuff for free, Goodwill, and then you're turning around and charging. And I know thrifting is fun for a lot of people these days, but you know, like that's the place that we shopped when I was little. We didn't have money for anything. So we shopped at Goodwill, but I'm giving it to them for free and then they're turning around and making a profit off of it to these people that I would like to just cut out the middleman and get it to someone that actually needs it, you know? But they have been the point of least resistance. So if you guys have any suggestions on ways to look up or does someone can come, someone come to my house, you know, like
I'm actually going to ask Michelle this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she does so much decluttering for people and they haul it away and she has
where does she take it?
Sourced really good things. And I wonder if it's like, if it's local to Portland, what those services are. So maybe you could like kind of
Google,
see what's this type of thing in Arizona or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm going to ask her about that too. And that would be a good thing to share as like a hangover topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Let's land the bird.
Should we land it?
Ding, 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 ding,
oh,
ding.
Are we dinging?
Okay, we're I don't know. It just felt right.
Yeah.
Ding-a-ling ding. Let's rant and rave. I will say.
Okay.
Packing up a family. Mm. And we have talked about this before. The unpacking I can deal with. The unpacking I can deal. I don't like it. I don't like it, but it doesn't feel stressful. It feels like I don't like the task of it.
It feels like a nuisance, but not
it's a nuisance.
Stressful, yeah.
But the packing up, like the thinking of everything that you might need.
Yeah.
Like especially like if you're doing something where you're going to be doing activities, okay, do we need swimsuits? Do we need towels? Do we need sunscreen? Do we need sun hats? Do we need sleep mm-hmm. stuff? What if someone has an allergy? Do we need a pack of Benadryl and Band-Aids and Neosporin? And what do I need? Like, it's crazy. And what kind of toys are we going to bring? What kind of car snacks do we need to bring? Do we need to make sure, like, that we have things located here so they can be easily reachable? Just thinking through the pack up list. Yeah. And I should probably make like a master checklist that I could just pull out and be not have to like think about it each time.
Right.
Because my gosh.
Yeah.
I feel like that is just stressful.
It is stressful, especially I think when it comes to the kids.
Yes.
Like, did we forget, you know, not anymore, but like binkies.
Yes.
Sound machines, the monitors, and the cords that go with the monitors, and making sure that those are packed so that they're not going to break or anything in the commute to wherever you're headed.
How many diapers do we need?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
My gosh.
Uh-huh. And then several times we've forgotten like the bath stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like bath the toys. Shampoo, bath toys,
yes.
You know, yeah, it is. Ugh. When it comes to the kids, it's like all whatever. I might be annoyed if I forget something for me, but it's like catastrophic if you forget
yes.
something for the kids that they need in their routine, you know?
Yes. Blackout shades.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh God, the blackout shades.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Can't forget those.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Absolutely.
What's your rant?
I wrote down how shorts right into your butthole. And what I mean by this is last night I was out to John and I went on date night and I wore these shorts that are, they fit fine. They're not small. They're not like super loose. They're just, they fit good. But I'm sitting there and it's on the way to the place. And then I get there and, you know, you're sitting down the whole time. And when you're sitting, I don't understand why shorts ride up into your vagina more than jeans do.
Right.
I don't get what the science is, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Where you're kind of scooching in your chair.
Yeah, you're and then scooching maybe it's just like that there's all not, bunchy in your crotch. So then like you know, kind of lift up and you're pulling down a little bit, but it is always inside of me.
Yes.
If I'm sitting somewhere in the front or the back crack, you know, it's like,
denim.
I don't understand. Yes. It's the, but it's denim shorts because denim jeans, I do not have this. Well, maybe I do with jeans. It's not ringing a bell.
No.
But I don't understand why that's, what is happening with that?
I think it's happening to me right now.
Are you in jean shorts?
And when I stand up, I'm going to have to do quite some adjusting. Yes.
Yeah. Take them out of the crevices. Yes.
And then you have underwear wedgies too. When that there's compounding impact.
Here. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And so also any, like we are in the season of like pulling your back of your thighs off of chairs, you know, when you're wearing shorts, like sticking.
Oh.
Just like a lot of things about wearing shorts, I guess, are annoying.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the summer and I'm the hot, the heat, the hot, just, I don't know, sweat, shorts, this whole thing. Yeah. No. I think I like a 70s.
Yeah.
70 degree weather type.
I know. That's the dream.
Nice.
When we were in Long Beach, it was 75.
Yeah.
And it's like real warm in the sun, but totally, it's like you spend all day outside. It's amazing. Glorious.
I did a run today on the treadmill in the shade of my garage because it's so hot. And I know that I am a fair weather runner because this, to anyone training for anything from a running standpoint in the summer, you're wild.
Oh my God.
You're wild. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know how. It's just being hot. And like swelling to any degree when my I just feel like the blood's really pumping during a hot day. Oh God.
So your treadmill's in your garage.
My treadmill's in my garage. They recommend not doing that.
Yeah.
I need to get it moved inside.
Yeah.
But it was hot. It's too hot.
Yeah.
It's gross. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of sweat. Okay. My rave, and people told me this would happen. But I feel like this is really, really starting to get cool, is seeing Ben and Ellie do things together. And I know it's only going to get better, but it's just seeing them really start to interact, she laughs with him in a different way than she laughs with anybody else.
Yeah.
It's cool. And then he's so like, he'll have moments where he's like, I want space from Ellie, or like, especially now she's on the move and she only wants his stuff. Like, you could get her the coolest toy in the world. It does not matter. She wants whatever is in Ben's hands.
Like, yeah.
That's all she cares about. So there's some things, you know, that we got to like do around that. But I would say by and large, like the joy on his face when she like wakes up from nap and he sees her.
Yeah.
We were at the cabin. We were on vacation this last week. And I'll see if you can hear his little voice. Mm-hmm. He was coloring. And I said, hey, why don't you teach Ellie how to color? You know, she doesn't know how to color. She's just one, you know. Yeah. She's not really knowing what she's doing. But the way he like invited her in to do it, handed her like a little crayon, and she like started trying to do it because like he's her like best teacher.
Yeah.
Because she wants to emulate him. And I can see how a second child does things a lot faster because they're trying to do whatever the first one's doing.
Yes.
And it's like my heart grows like 20 sizes.
I know.
It's really freaking cool. Okay. So they're sitting together.
Can you pick a color for her?
You can have red.
Well.
This is and she says, yes.
Oh. Oh, good. Show her what to do.
Ellie can do it.
Good.
We can draw whatever we want to.
We can draw whatever we want to,
Mom.
Because you're artists, right?
Oh my gosh. And Ellie does look like she's so happy to be there.
Yeah. Oh, I just love
Ben,
when you said,
her bud.
We can draw whatever we want.
Yeah.
Isn't that just so cute? Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
I just love it. What's your rave?
Mine's also about the kids, but we already talked about it a little bit on Patreon. But if anyone has a three-year-old boy or you're soon to have a three-year-old boy, Colleen warned me that we might see a different child that we didn't recognize when
maybe
Max
just hunker
three.
Down a little.
Just hunker down, batten down the hatches.
Yeah.
But we went to Long Beach and, you know, traveling with a family is stressful. But on the way home from Long Beach, I just was reflecting back like, God, this was the best family trip that we've had. And then it occurred to me like, what made it so good and not stressful? Because it did not feel stressful after we had already, you know, whatever, like the whole trip there, it was just very easy. It did not feel stressful. And I was like, what was it? And I truly think it's because Max seems to have turned a corner where he can manage his emotions or communicate his needs better. He's like, I don't know. He didn't have any meltdowns. Of course he had, whatever.
They're kids. Of course.
Yeah. But no like big meltdowns. There was I don't know. It was just like so wonderful. And so, and this is around the same timeline-ish of Ben and Ben's friends that are his age.
Yeah.
Around three, buckle down. Around three and a half, they seem to have developed whatever new skill set that they have, that they can like cope with life better. And it is now they're just like, it's so fun to be around them. Like last night we had date night because they were doing parents' night out at school, but I almost didn't want to because I wanted to pick up the kids and hang out with them. Like they're so fun now, you know?
Yes.
And they were always fun before, but it was like also a lot of refereeing.
The turbulence can be very hard.
Yeah. So sometimes you're like, I just want a smooth ride. I don't want turbulence on this flight. So normally we would look forward to the date nights. And it was just interesting that I noticed myself last night looking forward to when we could pick them up. And it was great. Like, I'm glad John and I did it. We had fun. But it was very exciting to get them. And I'm very excited to like spend time with them. So
and like amp up the adventures because you're in a different chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also like cool for me to hear. Like,
You
know, just
right.
That,
'cause you're still in it with like very hands-on, you know, 'cause Ellie, obviously we talked about that also on Patreon, but
just,
you know,
busy ages.
Head on a swivel age. That's where you are.
Yeah. And I feel my blood pressure get pretty high multiple times throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true, like if it's actual high blood pressure, but you know, when you're just like constantly worried that they're going to crash and burn. And they do. And that's part of it. But it's hard. And it's nice to hear like that there is a bigger corner too that's turned where it's just easier to adventure together and like be more agile and like do more together.
Yeah. And that they're having fun too. And then it's because it used to be, and it probably still is. This was a family vacation. So it was meant to be like busy and kid friendly. But you know, you usually say like vacation with kids is not a vacation. It's just like life away from home or whatever, because it's still a lot of work. And it certainly was work in Long Beach, but it did not at all feel the same. Like it did not feel like it didn't really feel like it was that much more work than had John and I just gone and tried to coordinate with our family there, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was cool. It love is cool.
It.
Anyway,
love it.
We love you guys
so much to the max. If you love us back, share this with a friend, tap the 5-star, leave us a little love note. It really does keep the pod strong and going. Mm-hmm. And we love you guys so much. We would still be here without listeners. Like, but the fact that we, at the end of the day, we'll be like chatting it up until we're in nursing homes or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you guys know, you guys are the blood of this and you keep it really alive.
Yeah. Yes. So, there we go.
We love you so much. You can sit with us always
and
we will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Want more? You can sit with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
Sign me up.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.